As we gather. As we gather, may your spirit move among us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we praise the name of Jesus. We'll be blessed because we came. Oh, as we gather, may your spirit move among us, Lord. As we gather, may we glorify your name, knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, who will be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed. Let's finish with this verse, the steadfast love of our Lord. Oh, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. So new every morning. Oh, great is thy faithfulness. Oh, Lord, great is thy faith. Oh, the steadfast love of Jesus, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new, so new, so fresh, so new, Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, oh Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
Leave the words for us, leave the words for the amen. Oh, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Amen. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Like even this morning, as we see the rising of the sun, his breath that gives us life. Truly his mercies never comes to an end. Amen. Great is his faithfulness. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, as we gather like this, O God, Lord Jesus, we know it has been your grace that has brought us together, Lord. Father, we want to thank you, Lord, as even you kept us through the night. And Lord, even as we slept, how your breath, was giving us life. How the blood was circulating in our bodies whilst we were dead, like sleeping like dead, Lord. Oh, Father, you are great. Your faithfulness, your mercies, they are beyond anything. And Lord, we thank you as you opened a new week for us, oh God. How we're so thankful that, Lord, we have been quickened to go to no other place, but to come to your presence and sit at your feet and hear from you words that, Lord, will take us through the week that's before us, oh God. Father, we say thank you. We bless you. As now we start, Lord, with our Sunday schools, we want to commit all into your hands. Committing the Sunday schools upstairs, and we hear, Lord, is the same Holy Spirit to sweep over us the altar of the Word of God, to take the Word and expound them, Lord, unto us. Father, we want to say thank you, we bless you, we glorify you. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, shall we be seated? Shall we be seated? We are thankful to the Lord. We are back again on our studies on the Elijah of Malachi 4. I believe you all agree with me that we are not trying to prove anyone wrong or to condemn anyone, but it's just a wind that is blowing, carrying a teaching that John the Baptist is the same Malachi 3 and 4. So the only thing is that we just pray for those who have been caught by these waves. Amen. That the Lord will have mercy and open their eyes for them to come back to the truth, because they were all believing before that they had what? Taken another way. So our main purpose is that we want to arm ourselves against any form of infiltration of this spirit. When it comes, we can ward it out. Amen. So it's what? Arming ourselves, and our armor is no other thing than what? The word, the truth. Amen. So let's just run quickly through what we have already done. You know, the prophet said God always sends a running before some great event. He sends a running before some great event. So that means God will surely send a forerunner to announce the coming of a savior. See, salvation to the world. It is a great event. Then the prophet again said, God doesn't call man to judgment without first warning him. Amen. So that also, definitely he will send what? A forerunner to warn the people. Amen. To turn their hearts and bring them back to what? On the right path. Amen. So that also is a great event. So now, if you remember, we started with two prophecies coming from two prophets, Isaiah and Malachi. But they were all prophesying about one man or one person. See, Isaiah prophesied, he said, a voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. That's Isaiah 43. You see, that's Isaiah's prophecy. A voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And then Malachi also prophesied and said, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. See, so they were all prophesying about one particular person that will be coming on the scene. Amen. And so we got to know that this prophecy was confirmed. It was confirmed in the sense that Zachariah, the priest, the husband of Elizabeth, they had no child, and they have been praying. And so God answered their prayer. So an angel from God, Gabriel, came down to assure him. That we read that one in Luke 1. We read that one in Luke 1. And verse 17, he said, the angel said to Zachariah, he said, and he shall go. See, he told me that. Okay, let's read from the verse 16. He said, and many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Amen. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias. Now, listen to the commission from God, delivered by the angel Gabriel. It was what? To turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. That's the commission. Amen. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, and to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. So you see that word prepare. Isaiah said it, preparing the way. Malachi also said it, preparing the way. And here the angel also came to Zechariah, and the same thing, prepared the people for the Lord. But look at what the commission, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Does it? Amen. And so we came to a place where, yeah, was it fulfilled? Yes, the boy, that boy was born. And according to history, when he was about 9 years, the parents died, and he went straight into the wilderness. Amen. Went straight into the wilderness. So you could see a young boy, you see, to make sure that the commission will work, that he has been appointed to, God has to lead him to it, you see. It's something that, well, probably he was told, but it has to be what? It has to be from God. And the prophet said, you see, when the parents died, he didn't go to school or to a seminary like his father did. You see, he went straight to the wilderness. Amen. So, that also, we read that one in John 1. In John 1. And so, whilst he was preaching in the wilderness, very hard one, verse 19 of John 1. The Jews sent priests and Levites to go and ask him, "Who art thou?" See. And verse 20 said, "And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Christ.' And then they asked him, 'What then art thou, Elias?' And he saith, 'I am not.'" Now, take notice of this. We will come back to that. "Art thou Elias?" And he saith, "I am not." "Art thou that prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said unto him, "What art thou? That we may give answer to them that sent us. What sayest thou of thyself?" And then he referred to Isaiah's prophecy. Verse 23. "I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.'" Amen. So he confirmed it that, yes. So that prophecy had what? Had been fulfilled, had come to pass. Amen. So we came to when Jesus also came to the Jordan to be baptized. And Jesus had wanted him, John had wanted Jesus rather to baptize him, but he said, "Hey, let us fulfill all righteousness." Amen. See, he was a lamb, see, a sacrificial lamb. And according to the laws, any lamb that is to be used for sacrifice has to be washed. So his baptism is more or less what? Washing. He was washed, you see. So Jesus also, according to the Bible, with his disciples, also started what? Preaching. The same message. Take notice of that. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. You know, when God from one dispensation is going to another dispensation, it is what? It is overlapping. You see, it overlaps. And then slowly, it goes into another dispensation. So Jesus and the disciples also, they were what? They were preaching that same way, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Someone asked me, what, because the Bible says they were baptized, and that's the prophet said Jesus wasn't baptized by the disciples. So in what, how were they baptizing? They were baptizing the same way as John was baptizing, for repentance and what? Remission of sins. Amen. So later the disciples came to John and told him, "Look, the man that you baptized back there in Jordan, now many people come to him." You see, you could see that the people that come to John now is tinning up, tinning completely. See, so they come to then. John told them this because that's his commission to introduce Christ. Praise the Lord. And so John 1, the same John 1, let's go down to verse 26. That's where they asked, they told John that, look, the man that you baptized, many people are going, all men come to him. Verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. Ye yourself bear me witness, verse 28, that I said, I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Or have I given you a wrong decision? Huh? Is it the correct verse? Huh? Oh. Wait, let me see. Let me get this thing correct here. Is what? 26. Is it correct?
John
3:26. Okay. Verse 20. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah. So John 3, eh? Yeah. Verse 26. So they said, all men come to him. And then verse 27, he said, and John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except be given him from heaven. Verse 28, ye yourself bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Amen. You see, pointing everyone to Christ now, even his own disciples. Verse 29, he said, he that hath the bride is the bridegroom. See, people are going to him because he's the bridegroom, see. But the friend of the bridegroom, he's talking about himself. The friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. See. This is pointing to Christ, see. This, my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Now look at verse 30. It was there he said, he must increase, but I must decrease. See, so you could see that a dispensation is slowly fading out. Praise the Lord. A dispensation is slowly fading out. Okay, so let's continue. I need to list my papers now. Papers are plenty here now, so okay. So now John the Baptist eventually had been imprisoned. You see it? How the whole thing is facing out. He has been imprisoned now. And he thought probably Jesus could have bailed him out, you see. So he sent his disciples to go and ask Jesus that. That's Matthew 11. To ask him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? I think that's verse 3, eh? Matthew 11. Okay. And then Jesus answered to the disciples, go and show John the things that you see and the things that you hear. You see, the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, The lepers are cleansed, you see. The deaf, they can hear. And the dead are being what? Raised. And the poor, see, the gospel is being preached unto them. So, whilst they were going, let's come to verse 10. Whilst they were going, Jesus turned to the multitude and started this. Let's see. Verse 10. For this is he was talking about John the Baptist, of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. See. So here, Jesus was really confirming also Malachi 3:1. You see. Behold, I'll send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before me. Exactly the same word. He was what? Repeating the prophecy of Malachi. And then he said, verse 11, verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there had not risen a greater than John the Baptist. Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. Brethren, entering into the kingdom of heaven is a great thing. Amen. It's a great, real, real, real great thing. Yes. Because when you enter into the kingdom of heaven, it's no more you, but Christ in you. So Christ in you is what? Greater than any other thing else. So look at how he placed John. That of all men that have been born of a woman, there's no one greater than John. But the least in the kingdom of heaven, you are greater than him. Brethren, let us not play with what? The message that we have, the word of God, receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So let's go to verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. What is the meaning? Let us look at a scripture that will give us a broader, so that it won't be someone's explanation. Let's turn to Luke 16:16. It will give us a more understanding of what is in Matthew. Luke 16:16. The same word, look at the way how Luke put it. He said, the law and the prophets were until John. Then, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Amen. You got to press into it. Because it's not easy. Why? Because the moment you turn away from where you were before, because you were in the hands of Satan. And so when you take a decision, my brother, my sister, the battle first starts within you. Within you, how to overcome your own self. See, it's not easy. If you're a smoker, it takes the grace of God. Whatever you have been, it takes what? That's the struggle. That's the word. You go to struggle. I say something like that's why the Bible, Matthew put it that violence. Violently, you have to take it by force. You see. So Luke made it a word. Every man presseth what? Into it. Let's look at another scripture in Acts 14:22. When Barnabas and Paul had gone through a number of cities preaching to the people, and then they wanted to make a follow-up. Amen. That's when you Acts 14:20, they wanted to make a follow-up, you see. So he said, and when they had preached the gospel to that city, and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and to Iconium and Antioch as they were going back their trail for a follow-up, you see. And now listen to what he said. Confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. You see it? So violently, the kingdom of God, what? Suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. That's the Bible itself has what? Explained this to us, how it got to be. Amen. So, it's a battle, and it is what? Overcoming your own self. So now, verse 14 of, what scripture? Verse 14 of Matthew 11. Go back to Matthew again. Verse 14, yeah. And if ye will receive it, you see, this is Elias which was to come. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Amen. So you got to receive it. Receive it that John the Baptist came to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. Amen. Let's quickly go on. So, brethren, the scripture, for all the prophets and the law prophesied until John, it tells us what? A dispensation has come to an end. That's John is the end of a dispensation. Amen. All the old time prophets, the prophet until what? John the Baptist. That's what the scripture says. So John is what? The something like the springboard now to a new dispensation. Amen. Because after John had what? Exited from the scene when he had been executed. It was there. Then Jesus established his church with the disciples whom he had commissioned as apostles. A new dispensation of what? Has started. John had finished his work introducing them, the fathers, to the children. You may ask, who are the children? Well, you know, already, just to say something, not something that you should hold as a fact. But you see, John the Baptist himself was 9 years when he went to the wilderness. 12-year-old Jesus Christ was in the temple teaching what? The old time. You see, the old man drawing, see, turning the attention to what? The gospel that the children were bringing up. Praise the Lord. You see, that's the turning the hearts of the fathers to the children. A gospel that the children are bringing now is the thing that they had to want. That's the commission that was given to John the Baptist. And he fulfilled it. When Jesus came, that dispensation what? Ended and overlapped into what? A new one. Amen. I think you've got to catch that. Amen. And so, just to put, I have a lot of scriptures here to write, to read. If it becomes possible that next week I'll get the opportunity, then we will go through it. See. But in a nutshell, then we see that a new dispensation has started with the apostles. See, the apostolic fathers. With what? With the a church built by Jesus Christ himself, built upon what? Revelation, who Christ is. Amen. And then, after the apostles, The church traveled what? Through 7 church ages. Real tumult, whereby the light of the church almost what? Dimmed off. Praise the Lord. So something got to happen. So that's where the Malachi 4 prophecy comes, which needs to be fulfilled. The second part of it, that I will send you an Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord. First, to turn the house of the fathers to the children, and then the children to the fathers. Amen. So now, the second part of that prophecy is where this new dispensation is going to be fulfilled. Amen. So now, you and myself here, we are the children of the gospel today. Are you listening? Amen. You and myself here, we are the children of the gospel today. And the apostles, now they have become the apostolic fathers of this gospel. You catch it? Just in the notion so that we close, and when we come next, we shall read scriptures. Amen. You get the point now. We are now the children of the gospel. The apostolic fathers who were before children, they are now the fathers of this gospel, this new dispensation. Amen. So when the church traveled through the 7 church ages, it nearly what? Dimmed off. It wasn't like it was in the beginning, the original, the apostolic teachings. So the second part of this prophecy had to be fulfilled now. Someone to turn we now that were lost back to the fathers, the apostolic fathers. Amen. Shall we bow our heads? Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. The Lord, your word, oh God, is true. And Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have given us all these revelations through your prophet that you sent to this our age, Lord. We give glory to you, Lord. And Father, as we have come to you this morning, we come with all that reverence and obedience and humility that, Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us this morning. Father, we want to commit now our songs and praises and worship, Lord, into your hands. As Father, we commit the song leader, the musicians, our instruments, everything that, Lord, we will use, God. We want to lift up your name. We want to worship you, God. So, Lord Jesus, oh, let your ear, oh God, come. And Father, receive our worship this morning. Oh, inspire us, Lord, this morning, oh God. Lift us ourselves, our hearts, Lord, and our lips, Lord, to worship you, O God. And Father, this morning, yes, you have something for us. And Lord, we want to commit your servant, Lord, into your hands. We are still waiting on you. The Lord, this morning, oh, he will be your own mouthpiece, O God. As you know us individually, you know our spiritual needs, O God. Father, meet each and every one, Lord, according to your mercies and grace. We want to say thank you once again for bringing us together this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren.